over here tearing up that damn couch. We had that damn couch for 20 years. Should have kept the plastic on it. And this one, Snoop Doggy Dog, you need to get a jobby job.
And boy.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. Shout out to
and good we're back, guys. Liquor license. If I were a hitman,
yeah,
I think that I would want to know a backstory.
Oh, the person?
Yeah, like if it was just a dude who, like, you know, cut you off in traffic. It's like, well, I don't want to go kill that guy. Right. You know, I'm like, if I was a hitman, like, if the guy was like a fucking rapist or a fucking scumbag.
Right. Some dudes don't want to know just because of the, you know, the connection. Like,
I guess.
Just stay disconnected from it.
I don't know. Maybe
well,
I have more.
You want to let them know that we're actually talking about real life hitmen right now?
No.
Because we are talking about real life hitmen and jobs.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
hits on
I mean that's a real thing.
Yeah, people. I want people to know. It's not just in like Scorsese movies and shit. It's a real life thing.
And like, no, that's what I'm saying. And like, I'm not saying I could be a hitman.
Right.
But I'm saying is that like, okay, this guy raped my daughter and he got out of jail. Right. Okay, I could probably kill that guy. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this guy cut me off in traffic. That's, it really pissed me off.
That's not enough.
I don't care what the money
that's
is.
Not enough.
I'm not just
on
gonna,
the, on the hit meter, that's just not enough.
Yeah, you got to really do some foul shit for me to like want to.
I'm with you on that one.
To get, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
really to
definitely.
To get to that point. Oh, okay, so health update.
Okay.
So after the last podcast, I ended up going back to urgent care.
Yep.
And
you sound much better.
Thank you, man. Do I look
better? Yeah, but see, not as flush as you were the last time.
Nope. I feel the rest, okay, man. Eating.
That is medicine.
That eating correctly, fluids.
That's medicine.
Staying away from booze, you know. I mean, all right, so I'll get to it. So when I go to the urgent care and I explain what's going on,
yeah,
and because my doctor, Dr. Lionel Richie from the Commodores, he won't prescribe me my anti-anxiety pills
at all.
No, because I got to go for a liver test first.
Okay. Because shit fucks up your liver.
It does. So, okay. So
like a lot of the shit that I take fucks up your liver.
I'm not arguing with him. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But at the same time, I needed something.
Right.
So I go to the urgent care. And I like this. Hey, this is a shout out to Studio City Urgent Care.
Weed.
Okay. And I explain what's going on.
And where are they located at? Give them the plug.
It's on Riverside and Whitsett.
Oh. Go check them out if you're in the area.
Yeah, no, I honestly, Dr. Cho over there. She's
Dr. Cho, C-H-O.
She's good. I asked her because they do have like just clients.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, can I, because I like her that I've been there.
You got to get all your shit transferred from Lionel Richard.
Three, 4 times. I asked if, and she's not accepting any new, patients at the time. So she'll just see you as like urgent care.
Gotcha.
So she's like, okay, I'll prescribe this to you, but just know it can be addictive. And I will. Listen, the last prescription I had 20 pills, and it lasted me 3 months.
Okay.
I'm not taking this every day. You know, it's just when it's needed.
You're really taking when it's needed.
And she basically looks at me, and she goes, okay, I can't recommend this.
Okay.
I can't tell you anything.
She's going to tell him the same thing Dr. Joseph told him.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Get you some good marijuana, mm-hmm. some good.
That's exactly what she said.
Indica. Oh, sativa.
No,
I'm sorry. It is indica, the heavy one. You need the heavy one to take off the edge. So, yeah.
So,
not nothing to hype you more up.
Now, cut to.
Tell me how she told you. Can I get that
one? Okay.
Yeah, so I cut you off.
Listen, yes, I can't tell you this or that. She goes, but you know that laws have passed and medicinal marijuana is known to help anxiety.
Definitely.
Insomnia.
Definitely.
Things of that nature. She goes, I'm just letting you know that I'm not recommending anything. I'm just letting you know. I said, okay.
Gotcha.
So this leads to the first embarrassing moment of the week.
Okay.
So after you left, I went there. My buddy George paid for an Uber for me to get there. Like, I had just paid rent. I had talked about that, and I was
right.
I'm like, fucking, I mean, I'm
counting pennies. I'm with you. We all go through it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to pay the urgent care in quarters. Okay. $6 in quarters.
Me, I would have paid him in looks.
All right, so I pay the urgent care in quarters, go next door to the pharmacy, pay them the rest of the money in quarters.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to pay in fucking quarters, so I can't do fucking laundry that day. But I felt way better. And I don't.
So the Under Armour underwear is not clean, if y'all was wondering.
It is now.
At this point, yeah.
So, you were at the store when the guy gave me the pen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So I had a weed pen that had sativa, okay? So it's like one of those e-cigarette things, and the sativa is the one that you would have, like, if you want to just go about your day and just be a little calm, not get super baked, anything like that.
Sativa is actually more just up. Let's just say that. Let's do it like
look more focused.
Sativa is more, focused. Indica is more, I'm going to lay on this sofa and take everything off. I'm not doing shit.
So
I'm chilling.
That guy, if you remember that guy, he runs... You know what dispensary he runs? The one we went into with the Chinese guy that we couldn't get into.
Right. I remember he said that. And we said we had been in there. Yeah.
And he laughed about it. And so I was telling him like what I was going through. And he goes, you know what, dude? He goes, that one that you have is a sativa. Yeah. He goes, that's fine. He goes, because I do have a problem sleeping sometimes. And a lot of times I have to force myself to eat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he brought in another, like a second cartridge that was indica. So I have a sativa and I have an indica.
Okay. So you got options. I got options, motherfuckers. I got options.
If I wanted to smoke in the daytime and be focused, I could. Yep. If I want to smoke at night and go to sleep, I could. So, but I don't know what it is. Like, I used to just be able to smoke all the time and everything.
Me too.
And for how much I used to drink and everything like that.
It's California. They started changing the weed.
But I got like nervous, like, oh, what if it has a adverse effect? But the one night, Veronica's like, why don't you just try it? Mm-hmm. Just have like a hit of it.
Shout out to V-Ron for that one.
I had one.
I'm riding with you.
I had a pretty good one, and dude, I ate fucking waffles, chips, pretzels, carrots.
And sometimes that's part of the medicine too. And then eating some shit you not even normally eat.
I felt like happy.
Yeah.
And then like 20 minutes later, I was out. Mm-hmm. I used to hate those guys who were like, dude, like weed's like a plant, like it's made for us. And like those type, like space piece, those kind of guys. I'll tell you like this. This medicinal marijuana shit, not like the shit that you buy from Jose down the street, but this medicinal shit, it actually does work.
It's medicine, yeah.
It does. There's some, and so then he comes in the next day and he gives me CBD. Now it's called CBD oil, but it's actually weed.
Right.
Remind me to show you later, okay? It had, so it's bud.
Oh, so it's not oil, it's bud.
It's bud, but it's CBD.
Okay.
There's no smell. They take all the THC out of it.
I like that. Okay. Didn't that dude hit the weed pen in the store that day? It was him? Somebody hit the pen.
Me.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, so...
It was you?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was somebody else.
But so we'll let that go.
Yeah, we'll let that slide.
The CBD oil, that's what they call it, even though it's actual weed. Yep. You know? Now this, it has no smell. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get you high at all.
Okay.
All it does is just calm you down, gets rid of your anxiety, and you go to sleep. I haven't tried it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to show you. It's crazy because it looks like the stickiest, the ickiest ooey.
Yeah.
But it has no smell.
And it fits in the pipe? Yeah. I mean, in the pen. Hang on. Not the pipe, the pen. So while he's going to get that, I'm going to keep it going. And if anybody out there is a proponent of medical marijuana, shout out to you. And thank you for choosing weed as your drug of choice. Because I was a pill fan at one time. Vicodin, Xanax, Oxycontin, Percocets. A lot of different pills, man. But the last time I really had my pill fetish is when I got stopped up and had to go to the hospital to get unclogged. So if that made you laugh, hey, I love you for that. So I'm glad I put a smile on your face today. to know that my butt got stopped up because I was taking too many pills.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay, so all right, so that's a pen. Now look at
that's one thing I was like, damn, that's a gigantic ass pen for some reason.
Yeah, I think it's because the charge lasts. First, remember,
oh, he did say that.
And like the voltage,
yeah, you can it's change some special it. Pen. It ain't nothing.
But now look at, okay, so
but I've you had, can knock a motherfucker over the head with this pen. It's like a police baton.
It really is. It. I've had this for a month. Look at how much is gone. Mm-hmm. You know,
not very. I say it's still 75% there.
I'd say so.
So show me this new shit. More for this small crime okay. break.
So that all right. So that's the sativa.
Yeah.
This is the indica. The Girl Scout cookies.
Bonsai vapes.
Okay, so that's the one that's supposed to.
This shit says super critical CO2 oil, solvent free extract, strongest THC potency, 1 full gram, platinum tip for max hits, 510 thread, 4-voltage cartridge, best value on the market, bitch.
Okay, so now that's so okay. So what's on here is a sativa.
Uh-huh.
That's the indica. Okay, sorry guys for like fucking weed talk. Now this,
you better stop apologizing. These people at this point know we talk about what the fuck we want to talk about. Somebody not in here like, yeah, he telling the truth, yeah, motherfucker.
Okay. All right, now, this is technically the CBD oil.
Let me see that. That's what I wanted
there
to see.
There you go. Take a look at that. It looks just like bud. That's, I mean, it's bud.
Yeah.
Now, open it up. Smell that shit. Go on. But I think that just says like...
Schedule one.
Yeah. Right?
A little, but it's...
There's no... And like,
but it's just light, like...
It looks like one of those weeds that you'd smell, like, from like someone's... Pungent, like pungent, someone's pungent. Backpack from, like, six people right. away.
Pungent, very pungent.
But it's not. They it's take not. Out all the shit. So all it does is it just gives
but
you...
how do you... Okay, so you still got to roll it up in a joint or some shit.
Or, like, in a pipe.
In a pipe, right.
Yeah,
I thought it was actually, like, you had to put it in a vape. I was like, how the fuck is that possible?
No, no, I think this is... He... Okay, you're gonna give him shit. He's like, yo, man, what if I get you some flower? He called it flower.
Oh, the weed.
Yeah. You know, I told you that's like
the new thing, the hip thing they say.
Yeah, is the flower. I'm anyways, not hip no more. So that shit really, it's not like, all right, guys, I know I have an addictive personality and I've had alcohol problems and whatever else.
And you're white.
And I'm white. But I don't really, like, it's like one hit mm-hmm. and I'm good. Now, I know dudes.
That's me, I told you.
I know dudes who sit there all day and hit that right, fucking shit. And that, like,
I don't need that no more. Two good puffs.
The guy asked me.
Inhale, smoke it, swallow it down to the stomach, let it hit the brain, home good.
The guy asked me, he's like, well, how much do you have left? I'm like 3/4. He's right. like, it's been like a month.
Right, he's like, man, I thought you was going to need a re-up, motherfucker.
Well, he,
you got some money?
I got a feeling he's just trying to like.
Get some money.
You know,
you got some money?
Yeah.
You got some money?
I think I still owe him $10. I don't even know.
I remember that day. Because I was trying to give you money on it. But what happened?
He's just like, just give me a beer or something.
It was something weird. Because I remember beer. Going in my pocket and saying, like, I'll put half or something. He was like, nah, don't worry about it. Dude. I like when the motherfuckers say you don't worry about something. They come back later on and you know they're like, you know you owe me money.
And like, I always make it. Every time he comes in, I'm like, dude, I saw you. He goes, I ain't worried about it.
Anybody
keeps
shit.
Bringing me in.
I ain't worried about that shit.
He keeps bringing me in shit. And I'm like,
do I have I ain't worried about that, but I'm putting on your tab. You owe me $275. But
that's what I'm wondering. Like,
am I
in the hook to this guy
he
now?
He pull out a fucking big ass yellow fucking legal pad. I ain't worried about that shit, man.
But, let's see here. All right.
Yeah,
so that was $30, $22.50.
Brandon at the store. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. You don't owe me nothing, man.
It's like
you gonna send fucking Tony Soprano and some of his goons to
that's
come collect
like,
you like, the
fucking
fuck,
the tabs
like,
I got.
I thought I ain't owe him nothing. He's like, yeah, you know.
Shit the tabs changed. I got at the store. So all right, so today.
Yep.
All right. This is the conundrum that I'm in.
Okay.
Which is a now
define conundrum.
Like
how you use the word motherfucker?
Like a conundrum. Like I don't know which way to go.
Okay.
It's like I have two decent options.
Yeah. Like
okay.
Two fine, beautiful women.
Yes. And yeah. Like you have a woman that you know would be a perfect wife and she's like a 7. But then you got like kind of a chick on the side
mm-hmm.
and she's like a 10. Ooh. She's like a dime. Ooh. She's like a dime piece.
And she got the best pussy, but she
ever.
She ain't
but
married.
But you
material.
Don't know that you're going to get. So
yeah,
you're sort of like
you.
At that.
You.
Okay. So
you.
This is the like not even close to as good of a thing that
okay.
is. All right. So I go to my interview today. So, I'm not going to name names, but let's say, all right, I went to two places.
Mm-hmm.
I basically got two jobs.
Okay.
Okay?
I ain't never heard this before. Breaking news. The governor of Alabama has resigned because of sex scandal, and my motherfucking Ace Boone Coon has two jobs. Let's go.
All right. All right. So they're both full-time jobs. And they're... All right. So this is what I'll... Hang on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to write down the name. So
he got the yellow legal pad.
It makes sense
to you. The same one that his bookie at the fucking store has when he comes to collect his vape weed money.
Okay. So that it makes sense to you.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
Up Studio City? Oh, which
yes. One? Both. Both of them are in Studio City.
But the one on... Hazeltine or the one on Ventura?
No. Yeah.
The one by the McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So.
I prefer the first one.
Okay. Now, this is.
That's the black.
Okay. All right.
That's the black intelligent man speaking.
I prefer the first one. See, I have a couple different opinions. So that's why I'm going to kind of spitball it off you. Mm-hmm. Let's say that the one job is very corporate. Let's say they're both retail.
Yeah.
One a little bit different than the other.
Right.
Okay.
One is dealing with a lot more people than the other.
Correct.
I don't like
that. And then one is dealing with a lot. Okay. So we'll say job number one.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one on the paper. So keep it one on the paper.
Okay. Job number one is a job that's very sterile.
I like job number one if y'all wondering.
Okay. All right. Just hear me out on my pros and cons, motherfucker, and then we can talk about it. So, job number one, let's say it's, you know, it's a place where I could definitely grow.
Definitely.
You know, start at this position, go to this position every 6 months.
Definitely.
Okay. Great benefits.
Definitely.
Okay. Close by.
Definitely.
National company.
Definitely.
Okay. You can get stock, you know, all this kind of thing. But, you know, you've been to a place like that, okay? It's not Walgreens, but let's say a place similar to Walgreens.
What's the cons?
Now, the cons would be, it's like, when I talk about the second one, it'll make more sense.
No, what's the cons of the first one?
The cons of the first one, I think, would be that I don't know how long it would be until I got that, you know, I don't want to be... Okay, I don't mind starting ground level and working myself up. I planned on that anyways. Mm-hmm. But at a place like this, I'd probably start middle level and...
Okay, let me interject and cut you off.
Which I should.
Okay. The way he works, he'll be middle management by 6 months. Thanks. Key 1 year. He's like, what the fuck? They're 24 hours. Why you got a key? He's like, oh my God, it don't make no
and
sense.
And guess what? One of the best things about that one,
yep.
It's not 24 hours.
See? And that's what I'm telling you.
They close at 8, dog. They close at 8.
I prefer that one because that other one is just...
Okay, now...
It'd be a lot going on at the other ones.
Okay, so now, the other one, now, mind you, smaller company.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is. But, more fun... Like you gotta be fun.
It is fun, but at the same time, you've been through fun already. I think you need more tranquil, serene.
I don't.
I'm chilling. I'm like, you know what?
It's like when I'm at the store and I can bullshit.
That's enough fun
with the customers. But
this one, I think it'll be more with the employees that you just like, man, these motherfuckers crazy.
Yeah, but they're
because it'd be some crazy. You remember I lived on top of one of those. Uh-huh. So, I told you, if I wanted to meet women, go there. If I wanted to see women, go there. If I wanted to fucking go there. Every fucking day, we would go there 5 times a day. The women change. It's beautiful women. The employees are crazy. I hit on a few of the employees. Yes, I will say a few of them had came up to my apartment and shit like that. Because they're so, like, eclectic and different and... But it's a lot, man.
I know. Let me give you the pros of job number two.
Okay.
All right. 7 to 10% raise every year. This one doesn't guarantee that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 7 to 10% raise every year. Flexible schedule.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, V-Ron's birthday. I need off Saturday. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, no. Okay. Number two. They're the number 22 best place to work for 2017.
I believe that though, because it's fun. You, it's chill, so it's laid back.
Yeah. I go and I'm doing the research, and 92% of people that they interviewed would recommend that place.
I believe
for somebody else.
It's now, always been chill. And
job number one, 22% of people.
Because the world ain't made for job number one. Job number one is more. I told you, it's more controlled. It's more. self-discipline. It's more,
corporate. Yeah. That's, you know what, Eric?
Sometimes, man, people be shitting on corporate sometimes. I'm at the point, I'm trying to go corporate, bitch. Give me that corporate check.
Job number two is also corporate.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's not that. And all they do is they promote from within. Like, they're not going to bring, they wouldn't bring me in as the store manager. No, the store manager gets promoted from within the company.
I understand.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay? Same thing here.
I mean, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying, like, I just...
Now, let me, okay. Now, if I tell you like this.
Go ahead.
Let's say this one is a little more of a management type position. And let's say this one is a regular type position. But let's say they pay the exact same.
Number one still. I'm still with number one. Because I know you, and I know before a year is out, you'll be in the back office.
Yeah, but I don't want to be in the back office.
You don't know what you want to do, motherfucker. You don't want a goddamn gig. Shit, what you mean?
All right. As of right now, I still am weighing my options on it. But okay, you're telling me number one.
Yep.
Two other people I talked to told me number two.
Well, you tell them motherfuckers, go get their surfboards and their fucking shorts and go sit the fuck down somewhere. We trying to get somewhere in life. We trying to get some homes, mortgages. All right,
all right.
We trying to have our woman by the fireplace and shit cuddled up saying, baby, I miss you. I miss you too, baby. Some
See,
gangsta shit.
The one dude, the one dude shit. I talked to made a good point, though. He said the people that go into job number two are people who could get you connections to other jobs.
Man, that's, fuck that. All that. I lived on top of job number two. I'm sticking with one.
And you, okay, say you didn't
live in Hollywood.
If you did not live on job number two.
I was still number one. Number one. Because I know you. Fuck that. I know you. And I
but,
know,
I, but you know I get bored.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think I'd be bored at job number
you
two.
You wouldn't. But I think it'd just be too much shit that don't have nothing to do with you. It's just like, oh, fuck that.
All right. I still have to put some thought into it, but
I'm just glad you got two. I'm
talking for over 13 months now. Who would have thought that I actually have to decide on a job?
Hey,
I mean, it's pretty fucking nuts. Like,
I still say number one.
All right, guys out there, send us an email to say job number one or job number two.
And if y'all was wondering, job number one is to manage Zac Efron. Job number two is to be a stand-in for
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. There you go.
There we go.
One or two, baby.
It's tough. It's
one
tough. Because Zac Efron seems
I'm
like
with one. I'm you with one. Like, it's growth. It's room for growth. You can shave his balls. You can comb his hair. It's room for growth.
You know, Brad Pitt, he gets his ass.
Oh, you like, did say
yeah,
that.
Waxed. Yeah, no, Zac Efron. Okay, I had a Zac Efron fucking Friday.
Oh, shit.
No.
When did Zac Efron get all fucking ripped up and shit?
Thursday.
When did that happen?
I thought he was always sort of like in shape. But no, I mean, that motherfucker's
like
chiseled.
Yeah, like a mannequin. Like a fucking mannequin.
And like all of a sudden, he's actually like, it was like when Channing Tatum started doing like those.
Magic Mike's?
No, not Magic Mike. What's the fucking comedy? 21 Jump Street?
Yeah.
He's actually fucking funny.
Oh, no, I think I like the dude.
Yeah.
I definitely.
And like I think Zac Efron, like, I kind of just played him off as like, oh, he's a cute face kind of guy.
Little,
like, but
no,
he's
kind
of, he's sort of funny in the movies. So. What the fuck
did
day
that
was?
Mean
oh, it was
Thursday.
It was Thursday, and I had like nothing to do, and I went through like the HBO Go, and I see that they have on there, because I'm like trying to I'm teaching myself to relax.
That's you gotta. Nobody else gonna teach you how to do it, motherfucker. Let's watch a movie. Ain't nobody else gonna say B. Let's just eat a fucking cup of ice cream right now. Ain't nobody else gonna say that shit, man.
It's weird. It's weird for me because I like to be out, taking a walk, doing shit like that.
I mean,
going somewhere, taking the fucking subway. If I'm not, I'm on the patio. And then, so like, just to sit on the couch and like watch a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
but
like,
you got that play ass couch in your room too. I would definitely be posted up
do
in
you know,
room.
I okay, until,
smoke the fuck out like.
Oh. Until this fucking past week, I've never used that couch in my room unless V-Ron was here and we were sitting there watching something.
Damn.
I never have used it by myself.
I would have took advantage of that before.
Mm-hmm. And now, it's almost like a lazy boy because it pops up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I was watching like the title game and I was like, oh, okay. And so I start watching this, what is it? Dave and Mike Need Wedding Dates or some shit?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the movie?
Something like that. I mean, I know.
Whatever. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. But I appreciate you being my brother.
It's him and it's Zac Efron and then the wild guy, Adam, from...
Now, surprisingly, let me tell y'all something. The skinny white girl, Audrey.
Aubrey Plaza.
I would fuck the shit out of her.
Holy shit.
I don't know
shit.
Why. And I like, because I like, dude, thick, I like thick women. I like big booties.
It's
I like
in her,
breasts.
It's
I
her face.
I would fuck the shit out
she
of her.
Has,
something about her eyes. It's some seductive shit.
She
I would
has
fuck
like,
the shit out of her.
She has like...
come fuck me eyes.
No, she no, got, no. Like, she has permanent like bitch face, but like,
right, like, come, can you fuck me to make me smile?
And she's got like a good. She, I mean,
I'm telling you, it's a couple times.
Like, she's got big tits and thing, but she's got some
none
nice
of that shit.
It's I like her skin tone. She's got
I
nice.
I've seen that motherfucker. I'd be like, girl, I'll give you some dick, and you just be smiling. Like,
I've always liked her. Yeah. Even on Parks and Rec,
that's when I really started wanting to fuck her.
I liked her, and
so
I,
just, that's just a sidebar.
That's okay, because I'll give you one on top of that. Her and then Rashida Jones, I've always been into.
Oh, Rashida, though.
God damn.
Rashida type of, they just nutted and said, let me see what my baby looks like.
All right. First time.
What's the show Rashida on TBS? What's the cop show?
Oh, I don't know, but.
She got your boy on that from Blackish, that dude, the comedian. Is she like a cop? What the fuck is
that? I don't know. I don't get cable. Is today a weekday? Anyways, so. No, what was the first thing you remember seeing her in?
Rashida?
Yeah.
The first thing I seen Rashida in was Tupac Thug Angel doc DVD with Quincy Jones talking about him dating Kadada and Rashida doing an interview saying that he thought she was her sister. And that's the first time I ever seen Kadada in my fucking apartment in New Orleans, Louisiana. Sophomore
the fuck
year
is Kadada?
Her sister.
It's Kadada. Older.
That's the one who dated Pac. She had the Pac tattoo on her arm. She was there the night Pac got assassinated and everything.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, it's Quincy Jones too.
Is she hot? I mean, man.
She's a better looking version of Rashida. Mm. And she's older. She's like two or three.
Well, what are they? I mean, they're obviously mixed.
Right, with the white woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quincy, but they were both like models. Tommy Hilfiger.
Same
models.
Same mom.
Yeah, same mom, same dad. Yeah.
And
So what was the first thing you saw on?
Chappelle's Show.
Oh yeah, I seen it before that. Yeah.
Well, there was
Thug Angel. Shout out to Thug Angel. No. You ain't watch that shit? Go watch it. No. Man, let me get my segment real quick before I forget it. Cause I mean,
this is the most gangsta shit of the week.
One more thing, my brother B. Cause I almost forgot my segment of the week. Most gangsta shit of the week. This is short and sweet. Motherfucking Tupac got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week. Dear Mama, keep your head up. Brenda's got a baby. Machiavelli, the motherfucking Don. Shout out to my uncle, Heard Him Bad, who produced 6 of the 7 of the 13 tracks on Machiavelli, the Don, 7-Day Theory. Motherfucker, that's a win for everybody associated with Pac. Shout out to my uncle. Rest in peace to Pac. Suge in jail. I don't give a fuck about nothing else. Pac in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So keep all that bullshit y'all talking about.
I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah, they inducted him this week in New York. So... I just and
why wouldn't they do it TI. At why wouldn't they do it at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland?
They always do like somewhere else, like for the show, because they recorded it and they showed it on.
Can I get it on Netflix?
Yeah,
or something?
It's no. Well, I mean, get it online, but they did it on one of the networks.
Okay, so all right, so guys came out, did his songs.
T.I.
Okay.
YG. Edie from the Outlaws.
What song did YG do?
Him and Snoop. Snoop was his inductee. They did Two Americans Most Wanted.
Oh, YG did the Pac verse?
Man.
God damn, that's
awesome. With the Versace shirt on and shit. With the Versace shirt on and shit. Snoop did his verse. T.I. came out and did Keep Your Head Up. Or Dear Mama, one of them. But shout out to motherfucking Pac. Shout out to my uncle, Heard Him Bad. If y'all don't know who the fuck he is, look him up. Millions
two
of
D's,
records.
Two D's.
Two D's. Heard Him, B-A-D-D. Hurt M. Not Hurt E-M. Hurt M. B-A-D-D, Heard Him Bad.
He's that bad? He has two D's.
Shout out to my uncle. Hail Mary.
All he's into is double D's. Double D's.
Nah.
With these Hennessy's. All right.
Most gangster shit of the week, baby. Rest in peace, Pop.
So do you remember the skit on Chappelle's Show that she was in?
Yeah, I do.
Well, it was Rock-A-Wear.
Right, with the, yeah.
With tampons.
Right, and it's funny because her sister used to do like Tommy Hilfiger and all this shit. They were models. That's what they were.
Yeah. Then she was on Parks and Rec.
She was.
And then I was like, God damn.
Yeah, she's
fuck, they, yo, they... I mean, not what's her name, but the main chick, but like...
I fuck Amy Poehler, too.
Would ya?
We in the streets right now. We in the trenches, bro.
Rashida Jones and fucking
trenches,
Aubrey...
We gotta get the fuck where we can get them.
Rashida Jones, Aubrey Plaza, which one would you rather fuck?
Rashida. Because I think me and her make some beautiful kids.
Okay, but I'm saying who would you... Like a one-night stand.
Rashida, motherfucker, I already just said it.
Okay. You're talking about making kids and shit, not a one night stand.
I mean, one night, motherfucker. If you nothing in the bitch, just one night. What you mean? That's a one night stand. What
is
the
she
fuck?
With somebody?
I don't know. Hmm. She ain't with me and you, but we occupy right now.
Can you try to get her on the show?
I mean, let's try. I got you. Shout out to Aubrey and Rashida. And Kadada, because you didn't know Kadada exists.
Yeah, I didn't know who that
was. Yeah, she got the badass tattoo of Pac on her shoulder. She a bad motherfucker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen pictures of her with him.
She's very, like, secluded and shit. She's very... She said that shit fucked her life up when he died. They was engaged to be married.
How the... Wait, wait. We were talking about Zac Efron. How did we get to Tupac?
Because Pac is a gangster. Most gangster shit of the week.
Oh, yeah. Most gangster shit of the fucking decade. I'm saying, like, I... Okay.
You brought up Rashida.
Oh, gotcha.
And then it was my most gangster shit of the week.
No, no. I brought up Aubrey Plaza. Went to Rashida. This is like the five stages of Kevin Bacon or whatever the fuck.
What's the five stages of Tupac Shakur?
Yes, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
Footloose.
We should start that new thing. Every like person we bring up, we got to connect them to Tupac somehow.
Footloose.
All right, I'm changing song of the week to Footloose. So there's Dave and Mike. It's Zac Efron, Aubrey Plaza.
Go to Hawaii or something.
What's the other chick's name? She's cute. God damn it. Yeah,
fuck. Now that dude, is he gonna have a career? Is he like gonna be slapstick retarded?
White who? Adam?
Yeah,
Adam Devine?
The other dude.
The guy from Workaholics. I don't even know his name. Workaholics.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he did those fucking, what are those singing movies? Those stupid fucking.
That's what I seen him in. I took them fucking.
What are those?
That's what it was. Fucking. The girl singing movie.
And that same chick is in who's the main chick was in that one too.
What is the fucking name of the movie?
Play it loud, sing
loud,
out.
It's something with loud, I think.
Sing out, fucking.
Come on, B.
Part two.
Come on, B. Part three. Come on, they're making part three right now.
I don't know.
DJ Khaled got a cameo on part three right now.
That guy's getting big for like, yeah, I don't understand why, but good for him.
I'm saying, keep it going. Sing along? No.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch fucking perfect.
All right.
Give me one.
Got that. Fuck yeah.
Pitch fucking perfect.
Sorry. Two men who are 35 years old who couldn't think of the name Pitch
and
Perfect.
And we gonna keep coming to your fucking airwaves every week.
So,
this Macho Man Savage dead?
Are you fucking kidding me?
He dead?
Wait, how didn't you know that?
Oh, man.
You
gotta remember, I didn't know if the dude Brandon was dead from home. Shout out to Macho Man.
Did you ever find out about Brandon, by the way?
Nah.
Well, every episode I'm waiting to hear. That I don't know. No, because he lived in, all the old wrestlers live in Florida. Like right by my parents.
Because when your body is fucking aching 24 hours a day, so it's good to have a good climate.
He had, like, I think they had a little.
Yo,
like a couple.
Brandon. Snap it
to a Slim Jim.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Ooh, Mean Gene.
I'm going to slam you.
So
damn, he dead. Rest in peace, bro.
That's
man.
Because I'm the cream of the crop.
Oh, with all the thin, scraggly hair, but I'm gonna keep this hat on.
He had a heart attack as he was driving.
Oh man, went Macho off them steroids.
He went off the highway, hit a tree,
and died. God damn, that's a tragic ending. That's how I won't go out.
That sucks.
My dick just rocked.
God damn, like Macho was always. It was like
damn, Macho Man.
How the fuck? Oh, it was like. It's Scottie Pippen with Jordan in the league. Or anybody else.
Hulk Hogan. You're right.
With Hulk Hogan the league, Macho Man was always second
fiddle. He would have
been
the biggest fucking... You're right. He would have been the biggest fucking thing. Jimmy Fly, Snooker, Ricky Steamboat, Dragon.
God damn.
Macho Man was the second coming. He was always number two. You're right.
SummerSlam 1988. They had the match made in heaven and the match made in hell. So it was the marriage between Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then right afterwards... The match made in hell was Hogan versus Sergeant Slaughter.
I remember that shit.
Because that was like Desert Storm and time. And
the
like,
people who forgot about Sergeant Slaughter.
Why
he was a crossover star.
Why would Sergeant Slaughter?
Because remember, he did wrestling. He did G.I. Joe. Oh, he was all over the place. I always felt like Sergeant Slaughter was the kind of person that they used a couple different people. We really didn't pay attention to, but they like slipped in.
You think so?
He kind of
looked like me and Gene.
I swear to God, I always used to be like, I don't think this is the same dude. Like, I used to see him at different shit.
I think it's not
the same dude.
You don't think it's a different...
He's one of the people you could just slightly, like, put a casting call up and, like, you'd be like, okay, we're going to take 4, 5, and 6. We got to go on the road. He, like, that don't look like Sergeant Slaughter. You'd be like, put the glasses on him and the hat. Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, Macho Man.
You know, you couldn't pass for Ricky Steamboat Dragon. You couldn't pass for Macho Man. You couldn't pass for Hulk.
But yeah, Sergeant Slaughter. I mean,
shout out to Junkyard. Rest in peace. Junkyard Dog came fight at East St. John High School in 1980. I want to say 8. I was a little bitty fucking tyke, and they fought in the gymnasium. That was like when wrestling was still doing the Chitlin' Circuit type shit. and they fought in Reserve Louisiana in the gymnasium, and Junkyard Dog fought.
Did he have the fucking chain on?
All that shit, man. Shout out to the Junkyard Dog.
Yeah. I like Coco Beware.
Coco Beware, baby. He in the Hall of Fame, too, yeah.
You know what's good? Like, if we're talking about, like, black wrestlers, mm-hmm. Booker T.
Booker T in the Hall of Fame, too.
What the fuck was the name of their goddamn tag team? Harlem Heat.
Yeah,
Harlem Heat. I forgot the other dude's name. What the fuck happened to him?
But shout out to the Road Warriors, too.
I want to go back to in Demolition.
Yeah.
Demolition and the Bushwhackers. I like the new documentaries on old wrestlers. Mm-hmm. I want to know what the fuck happened to Booker T. Remember that dude's back was fucked because
as
he was
much
a
as
kid.
I love the Road Warriors, that was like my favorite tag team ever. Then when they had some documentaries, they're like racist. I was like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like,
It's gonna happen.
Like, I used to look fucking for the Road Warriors. Like, we used to have the toys and shit. But I was like, God damn, y'all was behind the scenes saying, nigga, get out. I'm like, oh, come on, man.
So I don't mean to laugh.
They kill it. No, you should. I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, damn, you know, they was universally loved. It wasn't just a white thing. It was like, oh.
I was a big Jake the Snake fan.
I used to like Jake. I used to like the now, Mr. You, Perfect. Jake, did, I used, man, I'm, I used to like wrestling. Period.
I've talked about this right. Ad nauseum on the show.
But you said you watched it in high school. In high school, I was high as a kite.
No, I went
ECW
like...
ECW was my shit.
When ECW got big...
Terry Funk.
NWO got big. And then DX. Yeah. NW, they all went in there. Thank you, Mr. Funk, for saying it needed to be said.
I used to be like, damn, Terry Funk getting hit in the head and he
bleeding. I heard Jake the Snake on a... He got real fucked up. Mm-hmm. On drugs, like crack and shit. Yeah, and he was all fucked up.
Crack
and
was his drug. Now, you're right. Crack was his drug.
DDP, remember him? Diamond Dallas Page? He got him back because he does this like yoga thing.
Yoga, yeah. I've seen that.
Which wrestling. I want to get, actually.
Wrestling yoga, yeah.
I honestly want to get it because it's like supposedly it's not that like it goes through steps, like the P90X or whatever. But just yoga for guys that makes you feel
and
better.
He rehabilitates old wrestling shit. Yeah.
But Jake the Snake was on somebody's podcast. And he admitted that, like, he hated the snake. They had, like, 10 of them. Whatever the snake was called. I can't believe I can't think of the name. I don't know if it was Adrian or something like that. But and people were like, it's fucking Tyson. You know, like, and they're right now listening. Like, what the fuck, man? How didn't you know the name of the fucking snake?
Because I don't.
But, yeah, he hated it. Like, the one bit him and he fucking punched it. Anyways, Jake the Snake fucking ruled.
I just like how he had a receding hairline, but the hair was long and curly on the side.
Then, do you remember what was Beyond the Mat? Remember that that fucking documentary?
I do.
That was a fucking
wrestling was the shit, man. Wrestling was really the shit. Man.
It was. I mean, there's still fans out there. I mean,
it has, but that shit shaped like our childhood. That was like a moment for us. Like
it's 100% monopoly now.
That's crazy how we were so young and. Wrestling was on. I don't remember like what season basketball stopped, football stopped. Like wrestling was all the time. I used to be like, man, wrestling is the shit.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like never.
It never. We never had to wait on. Oh, in a month from now, WrestleMania. No, we had wrestling every Saturday.
It's
every
just.
Sunday.
It's interesting that, like, even if it's like the dumbest guy. Like I remember there was a dude. He would come out. He was supposed to be like a Mexican guy, and he's like in a skeleton costume, like the bad guys from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And. He just gets his ass... La Parca, that was his name. And he just gets his ass kicked by whatever star was on that day. You know, like... And the guy probably made a couple G's. Who knows? You know what I mean? He made a G today, but I made it in a sleazy way.
Yeah.
But, you know...
That's just the way it is, B.
You gotta get paid. All right. sorry.
That's just the way it is.
Oh, that was wrestling talk? All right, so fucking back to my Zac Efron fucking man crush Thursday.
Yeah. It's actually Monday.
What's that? No, I mean, I watched these movies on Thursday. Okay. So I watched.
If you watched the movies on a Thursday, but the club went up on a Tuesday, so do you meet in the middle on a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday, me and Zac Efron, we get massages.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah. Male or female masseuse?
Like I always get like Olga, and he gets like Katana, like the hot chick. Yeah. But we still
Swedes.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
No. He gets the Asian. I get the fat white chick.
Who
went to school here for like actually has like a license.
Okay, yeah. She's really from like San Bernardino. Yeah, she's from like Denmark.
Like her like shoulders, she's like she could play for the Browns.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like a linebacker. Gotcha, like Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin. Offensive lineman, gotcha. That kind of way. But when we get our massages, it's fine. He pays for it, so I ain't worried about it.
Gotcha.
I can't believe I never been to that. I gotta get him on the show one of these days. Because like we just kick it. Like I'm like Turtle in Entourage when I hang around with Zac Efron.
Hey, you put a smile on my face when I don't even want a smile.
I'm telling you, dude. Like
you are fucking stupid.
I don't know why I don't bring him on.
You are fucking.
He's always like, oh, bro.
That one hit me. I was.
He always hits me with the bro. He's like, bro.
Bro.
You gotta like,
shoot Baywatch. Bro. Rock, coming out on the beach.
Rock out like 1,000 push-ups a day. I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that.
I admire his body. I don't know what got him into that shit, but he goes hard as a mother. I was like,
he's telling me, dude. He's like, yo, I do like 1,000 fucking sit-ups a day, bro. And then like,
can you still drink and do 1,000 sit-ups a day?
I think, you know, we gone out a couple times.
Yeah.
It was all right. We went to the fucking Standard. Like, it wasn't, listen, dude. How am I going to pass up hanging out with Zac Efron?
Hey,
dude, I'm not even trying to fuck anything.
Reverend Simone asked me one time to go have coffee, and I was like, you know what? I got to be there.
So I'm not even.
I understand.
I'm just a wingman for him. I'm not trying to fuck, okay? I'm just there like.
You're not even a wingman. You're like an emergency landing. You're just like, I got to be there.
Oh, I'm just there. Just
there. Whatever's going
he
on.
He's like, here. He just throws me the keys. He's like, drive the Bentley. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. He's just in the back end blazed. It's fine, dude. I don't care. It's fun. I don't gotta pay for shit, dog. I don't gotta pay for shit.
You're so stupid. Everybody listening, like, what is going on right now?
So
they are fucking crazy.
When I talk about not paying for shit, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So last week Monday, I paid quarters for all this shit. Oh no, fuck it. I'm finishing the goddamn my best friend Zac Efron story.
Yeah.
So since we're such good friends now,
it's just the way it is.
I watch this Mike and Dave movie. Holy shit, this is like 30 minutes of me trying to get to this fucking review. Okay.
What? I think it's anyways, good. I think
there's a couple like funny parts, but that Adam Devine guy, he's just the shitty goofball.
It'd be too much.
He's a whack version of Chris Farley.
It'd be too much going on. I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck
he's too much. Zac Efron like has that ability to like be goofy, also have some dramatic scenes, be the love interest. Good for you, Zach. Zach, can you come on the show, please, buddy?
Good for you, Zach.
Fuck, man. I know our massage is scheduled tomorrow for noon, but I'm saying, like, I just... Come on the show. Can you... Just to verify this, all right? All right, yo. I'm going to work on a Zac Efron impression.
Sir, when you're Mike Pence, you can't go back, sir.
Anyways.
Sir.
As
the governor of Alabama resigned today, sir, amid a sex scandal, sir. He was a Trump supporter, sir. What do you have to say about that, Pence?
Well, I don't dine.
What do you mean? You don't dine with your wife?
I don't dine.
But you dine with these governors.
I do not dine with women.
Doing sex scandals. What the fuck, man?
I do not dine with women. I do not go to parties.
What about going to fucking see these fucking pedophilic fucking governors?
Well, sir, was it a boy or a girl?
I know
my president, my boss, told me that the legal age of consent is going to be 13 now across the country.
We in China now?
So I don't really have a problem with
Pence.
It.
I can't even argue with you, Pence. You won this one.
I understand, sir. But by being a black African-American gentleman... Which is kind of, well, you can be.
Which is kind of null and void at this point in America.
Technically, yes, I agree.
Technically, yes, it's null and void at this
but
point.
But so this week I watched Dave and Mike Need Wedding Dates, and I,
Plaza.
She's a very nice woman, and you know,
you would dine with her. One on one.
No,
group setting.
I don't know if she's 100% white.
I agree.
I agree. She very well could be a gay. And so
I still get that vibe from her too. That's why I'm not like really like sexually attracted to her.
Sir, please.
I'm sorry. I know you don't like the gays and the lesbians. I'm sorry.
I know I do not. But at the same time,
yeah.
I thought the movie was funny. Yeah. And now you, sir, I heard were a screenwriter.
They call me the Silver Fox. I mean, I'm not going to say I got that from you, but they kind of call me the Silver Fox.
Sir, that's already my Instagram hashtag, so it doesn't matter.
You know you got like the neatest dome since like Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
People sleep on your shit. Your shit is kind of neat too.
You know what I say, Jimmy Johnson? He can go suck a big fat dick. Ooh. My hair is way better.
Ooh,
okay. And when he sucks a big fat dick, I'll put the electrostimulosis on.
How you feel
temple.
About Tupac Shakur being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with greats like Hank Williams and Elvis Presley and your you know your people you love? And
I'm a huge Yanni fan. I like Yanni, and I like Celine Dion. I don't know if you know Celine Dion.
Yeah, she'll be in there when she dies.
I
what about Moby?
Moby, no, the book,
you
Moby Dick.
No. Moby, I think he's a singer.
No, I'm not aware of this gentleman.
Moby,
U2, Moby.
Yeah, no. See,
I read Moby
current shit. What about a good white guy like Barry Manilow?
Okay.
Get you in the mood.
I have that. I enjoy that.
It actually gets you hyped to text your woman and say, you know, something
like, sir, I like a lot of it. It's underground Christian rock. I like
to call it. Wow, that's a genre that's not explored.
Yeah. And they have a lot of positive messages.
It's not Christian cock rock. It's just Christian rock.
Right? No. No cock involved. Okay, no. Yeah. If cock was involved, we would have to pull out the machine. Right, and yeah, it's an entire process.
Plug shit in, yes, and buzz shit out. And, yeah, I got you.
I just don't want to do it, you know.
I got you.
But, sorry for taking up your time, sir. And please get back to the movie review that's taking 30 minutes.
Peace, Mike!
Mike, we're going to send you a Carl Kanai box, baby. It's coming soon.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, so
coming soon.
The fucking movie just falls apart. Like it's going kind of good. Like the way they have the characters structured.
And this
it's
Mike going and good. Jenny need dates for the
prom. Whatever it is, yeah. Okay. And it's going kind of good. Yep. Not good. Like it's a but fucking. It's okay. It's right. Going. And it just falls apart. Like it, oddly enough, it falls apart in the third act, which is rare. You normally it's the second act where something falls apart in. So I go into the room,
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna relax. I made a thing of popcorn. I had a fucking Gatorade. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking sit here and I'm gonna relax. Out. I'm not gonna walk around the block 50 times.
I'm gonna chill out.
Yeah. And what's on next? Neighbors 2. Mm-hmm. Now I really like Neighbors 1. I not really liked it, but I thought it was a good enough movie.
I seen Neighbors 1.
I thought it was funny. There's Neighbors was like. Interesting. I guess for me, at one point, it was depressing. If you listen to the show, you've heard me say this, but the fact Neighbors is like, it kind of shows, okay, these kids are 21 and they're partying, having a good time. And then the people right next door are like my age, having a family, having a kid, and how you kind of deal with that, you know? And so it was an interesting concept. Some funny parts, some slapsticky, bullshitty parts. That's kind of how comedies are nowadays. So now Neighbors 2. Whew. I almost wish Luke would watch this movie and have his rage because I need it right now. All right? I need Luke's rage for how I feel about it. It's virtually the same movie, which, okay, in a comedy, it could work. I understand. You know, except, you know, Caddyshack 2, that was kind of dog shit. Fletch 2, kind of, I guess maybe I'm totally wrong. But like Kevin Smith movies, they all kind of carry like that same, they're like in the same series of film and they, most of them kind of work. But like, Neighbors 2 was so fucking stupid that they, it's all feminism. It's all,
So it's the opposite of the first one.
Basically, yes. But it was like pining to like our new feminist way. See, this is, I said, dude, this is why I need Kudir here, or not Kudir, Luke, because I want him to go off on it. It's, look it, I would never consider myself an anti-feminist, feminist, but like enough already. Like in this movie, it's like they're throwing filthy tampons on the window. And it's like, no, oh, girls first.
Oh, I've seen a commercial for that one.
And we're better than guys. And we can party harder than the guys. And we can do... Listen, dude. Yo, you're female. You should get as much money. If you do the same job I do and you do a better job, you should get more money than I do. Okay?
Right.
You should vote. You should do this. You should fucking be president. I don't give a fuck. All right? Listen. I'm fucking women, pro women's lib all the way.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't pay for every fucking meal that we eat. Veronica pays for fucking half, you know? We'll go out to eat, and she's like, I'm like, I yo, I'm like, I don't got it. She's like, I'm paying.
I got it.
Then the next week, I'll pay.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it, Jerm. I got it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm cool splitting shit down the middle.
Right.
Okay. But don't fucking shove it down my face of this fucking, like, no, we're women, we can do what we want, we can show off our bodies when we're fucking pigs. And, like, I don't know, dude. The movie really frustrated me. I turned it off.
Fuck it.
I couldn't take it. Like, I like Seth Rogen. I like, what's her name? The English lady who's in it who, from the fucking Insidious movies. Rose. Is it Rose? No. Oh. Rose Byrne.
No. I ain't watched that shit.
I'm not really. Okay. Yeah, I have no names today. And guys, I should just have, like, an internet up to look this shit up. But she's pretty in...
Preach.
Charge.
Yeah, pretty.
Tabernacle. All right. So it just kind of, like, sucked. But I'm saying, like, I had, like, an entire... Like, without knowing it or planning on it, I had an entire Zac Efron...
I like Zac.
...Thursday, you know? And, like, I don't know. Sorry. I was such a non-point that took 49 minutes to get to that.
You know, it'd be like that sometimes.
Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates and Neighbors 2 are both kind of shitty fucking
movies. So don't watch them. Sorry.
Yeah.
Smoke you some Banzai vapes. Girl Scout cookies, though.
If you smoke Girl Scout cookies and just want to, like, fall asleep, watch those movies. Like, there's really not a... There's not a lot of heart in, let's say that. Now, the show Love that I was telling you about...
Yeah.
That has a lot of heart in it. Pardon the pun.
Watch Love.
It's really good.
And, boom!
I thought I was going to hate it. I honestly did. I'm like, this sounds fucking stupid. All right? And then after, like, the first episode, I'm like, okay. Second episode, boom, got me. It was like Marin. Like, watch when Love. I first got into Marin.
Marin's a good show.
It was like Big Little Lies. I thought it was like some chick shit. That's a fucking good show. God damn. You haven't watched one episode of Big Little Lies? Son of a bitch.
I haven't watched one episode of nothing. I haven't even seen none of that shit.
I haven't watched any episodes of Iron Fist. I think I'm going to do that today. But I'm hearing...
I heard that's the worst one out of all.
I heard it's getting pretty bad reviews. It looked rushed because they just want to get to the Defenders, much like Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Because Doctor Strange kind of sucked. And they just want to add him to the Avengers, so they needed a standalone film.
Yeah.
Like, the one dude I know, I hope one day you're there when he comes in. You talk to him, he's cool. This guy's been in the industry for a while. He's not even that old. Like, he started young. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we talked about the Chappelle special.
Yeah.
Him and I. And he realized, he's a black dude. But, like, he has his glasses all fucked up. I've talked about him before. Cool dude. Works for Warner Brothers, DC, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
High up. And, but all of his friends, he has tons of writer friends and shit. That's why I want to hook you up with this guy, I think. You didn't. And they all know about, like, what's going on with the next set of, like, fantasy, sci-fi, Marvel, gotcha, DC shit. Gotcha. So, basically, episode 8 is, like, wrapped. They're just putting it together now.
Okay.
And
of
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
So, in between that, they're going to have a standalone Han Solo film.
Right.
Much like the Rogue One.
With Donald Glover playing Billy Dee Williams.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then after that, it'll be 9, and then however many other standalones.
29.
That they have. Now that Disney owns it, they probably will.
29.
How many motherfucking Fast and Furious movies can you make?
29.
Holy shit. I mean, and they make money.
Yeah.
Holy
billions
fuck.
Of dollars. It's a $1 billion franchise.
I remember seeing the first one and saying, that was better than I thought it was going to be.
It's a $1 billion franchise, yeah. I remember when they fell off with the dude from Alabama and Bow Wow, and then they brought it back. Vin Diesel came back, they gave him producer credits, and he put that motherfucker back together.
Well, that second one was so stupid. It was like, because Vin Diesel wasn't in it, right?
Right.
Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yeah. That's great. The one John Singleton. No.
John Singleton. No, he did do that one. No, he did that one.
But I'm saying the next one is the one that Tokyo, was totally Tokyo Drift. He didn't do
I like Tokyo Drift.
That was the one that was shit. Tokyo Drift was the one with Bow Wow and the Alabama white dude.
Yeah, but they tried to make it, like, a little bit different. I don't know.
That's where they fucked up. Nobody don't want different. They want, Fast and Furious.
It's almost like the Halloween series where Halloween 3 has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Right.
Yeah. Halloween 3.
They want
anybody out there who's a movie nerd, tell me if that just made any sense.
That did, definitely.
Right. Yeah, but then when they came back with...
Billions.
Fast and Furious.
Billions, bitch. And give us our billions.
Give me The Rock, give me this guy.
Give me Jason Statham, give me motherfucking Tyrese, Ludacris, give me all of y'all motherfuckers.
Tyrese. Shout out Tyrese. Have you ever heard anything good or bad about Tyrese?
I've heard a lot of different...
Have you heard that he's a gay...
I've heard that.
Sir, have you heard that Tyrese is gay? Because I'm making a list.
I heard he was an asshole to some people I know, but yeah, I never heard he was gay. I mean, if it's all that pussy out there, man, get you some pussy. And if you like dick, get you some dick. But, you know, we out here.
Take a rhino pill. You could be hard for seven days.
7-day hard on, baby. Rhino pill for that pussy.
And when, without knowing it.
Yeah.
Okay. I went 8 days without spending $1.
Shit, that's good. Especially when you ain't got a dollar to spend.
No, I know. Because that's not even a joke. Okay? Like, I went...
I didn't think it was a fucking joke.
What I'm saying... I got the... Because I got the EBT, so I had food.
Yeah.
I'm working every day. I already got my bus pass.
Yeah.
Boom.
Benny boom, bits.
So... I really didn't spend. I today was the first day I spent money. I paid bills. That was about it.
Yep.
That was about it. And I'm like, God damn, dude, I went an entire fucking week. What the fuck was I doing before? I'm making $57,000 a year.
Spending money on nothing. On
and I know I listen. I didn't have a car then. I don't have a car now. On what the fuck? Now I'm making
I just said on dumb shit.
$18,000 a year.
On dumb shit.
40 G's. On right shit. There. Boom. 40 G's. I have a fucking brand new car sitting outside.
On nothing. And that's why I tell you, man, I don't get caught up in all that what the world see. I know what I see, man. This shit's some bullshit, man. Don't fucking wait till the holidays. Act like everyday special. Hug your woman. Hug your kids. Do some gangster shit, man. Like,
also, hide your kids. Hide your wife. They're raping people out here.
I don't know about all that.
Sorry. All right. Now, you have told me that you've played golf before.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Did you watch any of the Masters?
No, not at all. Not a fucking second. But I seen Sergio Garcia won on SportsCenter.
Do you have any interest in watching golf on TV?
If somebody I'm interested in seeing is golfing. But other than that.
Like who would you be interested in? Besides Tiger.
I like Bubba. I like fucking Ricky Fowler.
I like Ricky Fowler too.
Speed. I like Speed. I like some of the old motherfuckers. I like the
fucking... I like Freddie Couples?
Yeah, Freddie, OG, drinking beers and shit. No, what's the one who I was getting fucked up?
Oh, John Daly.
John Daly, smoking cigarettes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always up to see him. I want Tiger to come back. So, yeah, I don't have nothing against golf, but I didn't know that fucking dude. I didn't know nothing about Sergio Garcia.
Oh, really? Yeah, he said that... He said, well,
he never won a major, right?
Yeah. 73 majors he's right. played in, he's never won one.
Right, now he won a Masters, though.
So. And I'll tell you right now why.
Why?
Because Tiger wasn't in it. Because those two hate each other.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a huge rivalry. Them two. Because
that rivalry was definitely one-sided up until this point.
It really was.
God damn.
No, because they were always close, and Sergio he'd always fall apart. Because Tiger was like so like...
Dominant.
Like
the motherfucker.
And I think that Tiger is done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say, but I think that he's done.
That's what, I'm one of the people who don't give a fuck if he's done. Because I'm like, man, you did what you came to do. You couldn't withstand the fucking rape. The cheating allegations and shit. That's what I'm saying. Tiger not a normal black man. Tiger was mixed with black and Asian. Because Tiger was a normal black man who won the Masters. And the motherfucker said, oh, you cheating. He wouldn't have drove into those trees and shit. He would have been like, man, okay, you got me, baby. You got to go. I'm going to pay the child support and I'm going to keep winning these Masters.
No,
but he was.
He didn't. His back has been fucked,
and his daddy dead, and all the shit that used to push him to be great is gone. So now he's just tired. His hairline is gone. His hair receding. And yeah.
Is he still fucking that Lindsey Vonn?
Nah, they broke up.
Oh, did they? All right. Okay. So with the Masters,
yeah,
I love that tournament because it has that feel of wow. This is like. Like they really make it a big deal.
They amp it up,
And the truth is, besides like bowling, golf is one of those sports where you're basically playing against yourself.
Totally.
Like there's nobody stopping you.
Nothing.
From
the crowd is there, but they ain't got shit to do with you.
Nothing. You know, like if I play for the Dodgers and Yasiel Puig just falls out and now I'm up and I got that's a team sport. At basketball, we can go on. I'm saying is what golf is like. It's all on you.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no...
I definitely do.
And so, all right, you saw the highlights. They go in, they're neck and neck, him and Justin Rose.
Definitely.
All the Americans fell apart.
Yeah.
Fowler fell apart. Dustin Johnson fucking fell downstairs. He couldn't even fucking play. He was supposed to win it.
Yeah, that's the one who dropped out.
Yeah, he's the number one guy in the fucking in the world, and he fucking falls down the stairs. But I get it because, listen, dude, you go golfing, man, that'll fuck your back up. You're playing 4 days of golf now? Right. God damn. You know? Not on, like, some, like, little-ass holes either. We're talking, like, 550-yard holes. So I'm able to watch it because it's on CBS, so luckily I get it at the store.
Yep.
And they go into 16. Sergio's up. He pars. Justin birdies. So now they're tied. 17, tied. 18, he hits his Justin Rose hits his shot, and it banks, like, there's like a little hill on the green.
Yeah.
It hits it like at an angle that rolls like right towards the pin. So he's about 10 feet away.
Okay.
I mean, it's like the craziest roll. I'm sure you saw it on SportsCenter.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. So now Sergio's like, fuck. Like, I got to get within that. He puts it within like 5 feet. Boom. Sticks. Right? You know what I mean? Like, no backspin, no nothing. Just sticks so 5 feet from the
extra
hole.
Extra holes.
They both missed their putts. Either one of them would have made it.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. Now they got to do this whole popping circumstance of walking through, signing the cards. Okay, all like.
So that's a whole.
It's a whole. It's a whole. It's like half an hour worth until they get to go back and play the exact same hole. Because they got to play 18 again. That's the playoff hole. So they go back. And Justin Rose, he fucks up. He hits one like in the trees. And Sergio's just playing smart. And then he wins. And good for him. I'm glad he finally won. I mean, it took him 20 some years.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a fucking hot fiance. I don't know if you saw her on Sports Center, but she was fucking looking good.
No.
She was looking good.
Ooh.
Like the radio. On the Looking Good Radio like Network.
The radio.
Make sure to like us on iTunes, guys. Soon enough, shirts. I've only said that for 6.5 years.
Dang.
All right. Real quick, let's do a. I got more shit to talk about, but well. I can't always save that one.
Oh shit.
Well, okay. All right.
Choose the right job.
We're talking about sports.
Yep.
I'm gonna stay in sports. Then I'm gonna tell you another embarrassing story.
You better choose the right job. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Well, we'll wait. All right. So okay, NBA playoffs. Ready?
Yep.
You just tell me who wins. Cavs, Bulls.
Bulls. You asked my opinion. I'm just giving you the real.
Okay. Celtics, Pacers.
Pacers.
All right. So guys, whatever we say.
And you know I'm not vested in none of it except the Lakers. So. Okay.
Raptors, Bucks.
Bucks.
Washington, Atlanta.
Washington.
Okay, so then Washington would be your highest seed. So,
yeah.
Okay, you know what? You're not in the mood for this today.
No, I am. No, I'm telling you.
That's terrible.
I think the Cavs not going to make it to the finals.
You picked.
I think the Cavs not going to make it to the finals.
Okay, but they're going to beat the fucking Bulls.
You'll be surprised when D-Wade and Jimmy Butler get together with Rondo and say, you know what? Let's get these bitches a run for their money.
All right, let's just go Western Conference because that'll be more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it'll bring me to a story.
Okay.
Golden State, Portland.
Golden State.
Okay. Spurs, Grizz.
Spurs.
Rockets, OKC.
OKC.
Now, all I want to say is,
what?
Did somebody break a record last night?
Yeah, Russell, 42. 42 triple-doubles.
What's that?
42 triple-doubles.
Who is the MVP of the league?
It should be Russell. I don't know.
If they give it to fucking James Harden.
Yeah, I don't get a vote, but it should be Russell.
Yo, James Harden's playing great.
Right, but it should be Russell.
You break Oscar Robertson's record and you don't get the MVP?
I'm going to say it again. It should be Russell.
I'm not stealing. I'm going to like footnote this.
It should be Russell.
Did I not call in the beginning of the season?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely.
That would put me up 3-1, by the way.
3-2.
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. White people. Fuck no.
I keep track of this shit. All right, anyways. On Rappaport,
yes,
he said it's a guarantee that OKC is playing Houston in the first round. So
Russell's going to try to kill
now. James no. What I'm saying is,
what?
Since because they don't give it out to the second round,
yeah.
he made a point of saying, all right, you two guys, you two are our friend.
But they turned their votes in before that, so Adam, it don't matter.
Adam Silver.
They turned their votes in before that. No, but
how interesting would it be if Adam Silver said,
but they turned their votes in at the end of the season.
Whoever team wins gets the MVP.
That's not realistic, because they turned their votes in before the end of the season. So
Russ should get it.
Yeah,
I was right. Yo, you can't average a triple-double and
you
not...
You were right. Russell Westbrook should get the MVP.
All right, so you say Warriors... Spurs, Grizz. You said Spurs.
Yep.
Rockets, OKC.
OKC.
That's gonna be some fun fucking games to watch.
Russell gonna try to take James Harden's head off and put it on a fucking platter.
Clippers, Jazz.
Fucking Clippers. As much as I don't want to admit it, fucking Clippers.
I know. Okay, so then Golden State, OKC. Ooh. Yo, but I love Russ going against KD.
Golden State.
Okay.
Golden State.
Spurs, Clippers.
Spurs.
Oh, God damn. Okay. Spurs, Golden State.
Golden State. Shit.
Okay.
It's over.
Yo, they had a whole thing about Russ coming to the Lakers next year. Oh, man. Oh.
My team, we coming back.
If all right. The day Russ would sign a contract with the Lakers, would you go buy a jersey? Like,
yeah, what the fuck? What? Yes, motherfucker.
No, I know you.
I want season tickets. Fucking jersey.
I know you.
In the fucking arena.
You'd go buy a UCLA Russell Westbrook jersey.
I want to be in a fucking arena.
That's all I'm saying. All right, so, after this is, we're going to go 100% 360 cyclical to end this up.
Okay.
After my interviews today.
Yeah. One and two.
Which went well, yes. Job one.
So you really got to just choose between both of them.
Or I keep looking as well. I could take one. I didn't talk about and people wanted to hear about?
People wanted to hear. Let me hear this shit.
About
Banzai Weeping?
No.
What?
About my fucking meltdown at the laundromat.
We talked about it last week.
I know, but if I went back, and I sure did, the past two nights.
I didn't know you went back.
And guess what? You were 100% right. The dude was
different.
This is what I did. I got there. On Saturday, I got there at midnight. I threw on some headphones. I put on a podcast. I cleaned out some lint traps. Threw out some trash.
Trap.
I fucking mopped. Talked to some customers. Made sure no bums were around. Left. Done. That was it.
Nobody interrupted. Nobody told you. Oh,
that was
right.
It.
Right.
That was it. Then yesterday, I went in and I'm like, oh, dude, I got an interview. I might not. He's like, listen, the place is pretty clean. All you gotta do is take out the trash, and I'll pay for an hour. I'm like, okay, cool. Fine.
I'll take it.
So I have this, oh boy, I totally forgot about this one. So I'm like, fuck, how am I gonna get there? Because my homie George,
yeah,
he was working at the old spot.
Okay.
And he would pick me up and give me a ride home on Sundays.
Okay. When you were working at the old spot?
No, when I'm working at the store.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah. He would take his break and he'd give me a ride home.
Yeah.
And now he quit. He's done working there.
Dang, what he doing?
He's in Cancun.
He's
a college kid. He's trying to figure his shit out. He's a good kid. He just needs to get his fucking head on straight. So I'm like, fuck, how the fuck am I getting? I'm like, I can take my bike. Gonna be tired, but I gotta go from
sweating.
I gotta go from the liquor store to the laundromat. Yeah. Now it's not that far, yeah. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll take an Uber, cause they'll be $2. I go look at Uber, $6.50. I'm like, I'm not paying fucking $6.50 to go a mile and a quarter. So I'm going to lock the door at 10 o'clock, and one of the regulars comes in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what are you doing right now? And they're like, oh, my God.
What you mean?
You know, I'm
going to get drunk, motherfucker. I'm going to get drunk.
Talking to Joe, and I told him I would work on the campaign, and I'm just like, okay. It's just going in one ear, out the other. And I said, listen, what if I give you a shooter? Would you give me a ride to Laurel and Chandler?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm like, I can do that. All right. I go, I'll be right out. I put the dollar in the fucking till.
Yeah,
boom.
Man.
Here's your dollar shooter. So I saved myself fucking $5 to get to the laundromat.
And that makes
I took out the garbage. I threw up some fucking why can't I think of the name of the shit? Dryer sheets.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That makes sense.
Got home. I was tired. I sat down for a minute, and that was it. That's the thing. I'm just on my own there. So
you like, said that. Once the management ain't on your ass, yeah.
And listen, believe me, they're watching the cameras. But, like, they got a whole shit house full
y'all
of cameras.
Y'all watching me, motherfucker? Y'all watching me?
Both of my jobs have fucking mad cameras. It's crazy. Like, for how big these places are, the amount of cameras they have, they can shoot
y'all
fucking...
Y'all watching me, motherfucker?
They can shoot fucking pornos in there with different camera angles and shit. But anyways, that went fine. So...
Man, that's some good weed in this pen.
I get out of the interview,
yeah.
And I go back and I'm like, yo, dude, I'm going to go home and change because I had on like my suit. I'm like, I'm going to go home. I had on my Stacey Adams.
And linen outfit, Jeremy.
Do you got any Stacey Adams?
Nah, I'm a gangster. I ain't got none of that shit.
I thought Snoop wore Stacey Adams.
He do. He older.
I've been meaning to ask you about Stacey Adams for like 6 months now, and I forget
old gangster. I'm trying to get my life together.
You don't own one pair of Stacey Adams?
Nah.
Does the only...
You know, right now, I only got one pair of dress shoes I bought from Payless. My aunt died last year. To go to her funeral, I bought some fucking Payless shoes. Rest in peace to you, Sybil.
R.I.P. Jesus Christ, man. Well, I want to tell you, we're going. Okay, all right, I'm almost done. All right, so.
I'm just, I don't
so,
get up and piss on the middle of your shit. I'm drinking, smoking bonsai vape, Jeremy.
So, I'm like, I'm going to go home and change.
Man, hit the weed pen, man. You need to change your life.
All right, can I wait till I'm done with the story? All right, so, what the fuck is wrong with you? So, I said, yo, I'm going to go home and change real quick, yep. And then I'll come back.
Yep.
And I took his truck. I don't realize.
Why are you taking that man's truck, man?
What, am I going to fucking walk home in my suit?
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't care.
In my funeral suit.
Yeah. You look like an asshole. So I look like fucking Michael Douglas in Falling Down. So, like, I put.
Hey, you got a problem with me?
I put all my shit in the back of his truck, okay. And I put my sneakers. You talking my sneaker, man? I put my sneakers on the top of, like, the roof of his Jeep.
Why? What the
because
fuck?
Because I got my dress.
What are you talking? What are you doing? Listen, putting your sneakers on top of this man's shit?
Okay, will you just hang on.
You just gonna put your shit on top.
Relax.
Hey, man, fuck your shit. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, I put the sneakers on top so I could put the clothes in.
What are you driving? Bag. A fucking Fiat?
It's
minus
a Jeep.
Two?
It's a Jeep. Oh, all right. Okay. So, I shut the door and, like, now I'm excited because it's like, oh, I got, like, these job opportunities. I go home. I can have lunch.
Yep,
I can come back. Okay, cool. I take off. I forget I have the sneakers on the fucking roof.
Of course you would.
I get to the fucking dry cleaner because I had to pick up my dry cleaning today. I had just gotten paid, so I wanted to get my dry cleaning.
Hey, that's you. B.
And there's one sneaker on the roof. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, God.
You fucked that up, B.
Damn it.
You fucked that up, B.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, some bum already got that.
Hey, man, you and that shit probably still sitting like, in the middle of the street. Hey, B, you
motherfucking middle of Whitsett or Moore Park.
Still sitting there.
Park the Jeep. Picked up. They're sitting. Look, hey, they're sitting right there.
It was still sitting there.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yep, I found them. I found that fucking shoe. God damn it! I don't spend $60 of my mom's hard-earned money on a pair of sneakers for them to go missing on fucking Whitsett Boulevard.
I feel you.
Or Whitsett Avenue, whatever you want to call it.
I feel you.
I don't know. Besides that, you see, it's sundown. Don't stop. Let me ride. That's all I'm saying. Like. We just got to be chill.
Let me ride. Hell yeah.
With all my players saying, I can't say, you know, I can't do that. I can't do it. Sir, I can't say anything. We had a lot going on, man.
We did. But it's enjoyable. It's always good.
It was.
It's always good modern times, you know? Fortunate Islands. Just, it's a good time.
And when isn't it? You know? But besides that, guys.
He about to tell you to go fuck your face. So please...
You know
prepare
what? No,
because he needs to change that tagline.
I like the tagline, but I'm going to change it again. Okay. This is right. 2 out of 3 weeks. I'm going to change it again.
Let me hear this. Okay.
I'm going to say, don't fuck your face. Fuck somebody else's face.
Ooh.
Biatch.
Eh, what in the baby? You look good now you carry.
Long time I watch you, I want to chat to you. You go on like you don't want to chat to me. So what, Dre? Tell me what the fuck I go on now.
Creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cocked, cause niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play-by-play, day-by-day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. Got the hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by, cause I'm too hard to lift. And no, this ain't Aerosmith. It's the motherfucking D.R.E. from the CPT. On a rhyming spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow points commence to pop, 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 yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse. Go back and take another spot, cause I'm
rolling in my 6-4.
With all the niggas saying, hell yeah. With all the niggas saying, hell yeah. Just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fists. It's just that gangster glare with gangster raps. That gangster shit makes the gangs of snaps. Word to the motherfucking streets. And word to these hype-ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my phone on D's. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the chronic, the Remy Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers on my dick, cause my foe won't hit. Pancake front and back, side to side and all that shit. So when I crawl, I comes correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Now let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side, yeah.
Rolling in my 6-4.
What all the bitches saying? Hell yeah. What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Know what I'm saying? Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson. On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my rear view, cause niggas they will do jack moves. Black fools, cause I smack fools. Trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187. But I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang. So on and so on, why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody peeping out the window when they hear me beating up the street. Is it Dre? Is it Dre? That's what they say every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it while my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning. I be
rolling in my 6-4.
What everybody's saying? Hell yeah. What everybody's saying?